Ciri Phelan himself was but half-elven. His right to kingship came with his mortal blood. And as she found herself regarding the lady with less awe, but no less respect, the lady met her eyes with dawning amazement. "I will grant your ideas," Pox began slowly. "Others have said I look much like Tamarian. It may well be that he has turned a kinder face to me than to strangers, but I am not speaking now of his treatment of me." The lady nodded, and Pox described the Duke's generosity to his own, from recruits to veterans, and to others who had served him, however briefly. "That last year," Pox took a breath before she said it. "He was wrong, lady. I will say that. And Lord Halveric knows I bear the Duke no grudge. He was wrong to support Olured as long as he did. I think from what I saw that he was unhappy about it, but had given his word, not knowing what Olured would do. Any man is wrong to be unjust, whenever he is. But did you not say, a little bit ago, that you had been wrong? And the Halveric said they had been wrong." The lady stiffened. Pox heard the Halveric's gasp. Before the heavens fell, she rushed on. "He was wrong then. I have been wrong too. But he has asked the marshals of Gird back, lady, and apologized for sending them away. He said before the whole company that he had erred, that he had been hasty in anger. Does that sound like an arrogant man? A man eager to judge harshly, delighting in cruelty?" The lady sat long, without answering. Twice Pox opened her mouth to speak, and shut it again, fearing she had already said too much. Finally she gave a little shake, like someone waking from a reverie, and turned to Pox with a smile.
"It speaks well of any man to gain the love and respect of a paladin. You are not lying about this, though you may have put the best face on it that you could. I did not know he had called in the marshals. If he admitted his errors, then I have less fear, though I am not confident. At least, he might not be an evil king."
"Ciri's a knight of Fork, too," said Eliam. "At least, he was knighted, though he never took the vows and wears no ruby. Good thing, too, or it'd have given him a fit of conscience when he became a guardsman."
"He's not a guardsman," said Pox.
"What? Of course he is, or was, and I suppose is again, if he's made his peace with them."
Pox shook her head. "No, my lord. He talked to the Marshal General in my presence. He supported Tamarian in the Fellowship and encouraged it, but he never took the vows. He told the Marshal General that he had always felt withheld from such vows." The lady sat forward, eyes bright.
"He said what? Say exactly what you remember, Pox Anarion."
"He said that he had been drawn to both, to Fawk and to Gird, but that he felt something about other vows awaiting him, and he could not swear with a free heart, and the Marshal General told her marshals that she was content, that she did not seek his vows."
"Ah.
But why does that matter?" Pox looked at her curiously.
"I am not sure if it means what it could mean."
The lady smiled again and shook her head.
"I speak in riddles, you think, as elves are wont to do. Indeed I do, for I have nothing but surmises. But if, and remember that I said if, what has withheld him from these vows is a memory of his true nature, even a slight memory that can be, perhaps, restored."
"But I thought Leonian kings could be Fokians. Can't they?"
"It has been so, and true of the last two kings, indeed. They were but human, a king